Isn't it interesting, almost karmic, that the U.S. Empire, through Kiev and Ukraine, has been trying to destroy the Crimean Bridge that is part of Russia, you know, the bridge that connects Crimea with the Russian mainland. And the U.S. has been part of the weapon systems, the underwater drones that have attacked ships there and attacked the bridge. And there was a bombing on that bridge, I don't know, a year and a half ago. So many efforts try to destroy the Crimean Bridge, and it hasn't been destroyed. And then in the U.S., in Baltimore, boom, one cargo boat, you know, pushes on the pillar supporting the bridge, and the whole bridge comes tumbling down. There's something kind of energetically karmic about that, which is, you know, hey, stop trying to blow up people's bridges. You know, stop the war, stop all the killing, stop all the aggression and the provocation. You know, our governments have the world at war, not the people. You and I as people, we could get along just fine, by the way, with almost anybody, whether they're Americans, Black Americans, White Americans, Asian Americans, Latino Americans, or you could get along fine with the people of Russia or the people of Afghanistan or the people of India or the people of Iran or the people of China, because the people are basically the same everywhere. It's these evil governments that are causing all this. And as a result, and this is really the topic here, we are now headed into a very dangerous era of sabotage operations targeting U.S. infrastructure. Now, it's too early to know yet whether this bridge incident in Baltimore was an act of deliberate sabotage or an extremely unlikely series of coincidences resulting in an accident. But it's the kind of thing that we're going to see as the sabotage operations kick off across America. Now, you may recall that Steve Quayle and I did an interview back in 2022. It was called Battlefield America, 2022 through 2024. And it laid out a series of predictions that are all now coming true. One of those predictions is that there would be sabotage operations targeting U.S. infrastructure. And this sabotage would be carried out by the enemies of America. And of course, in the years since, America has made a lot of enemies. You know, it's not just the war with Russia, but also what's happening in the Middle East. America being allies with Israel as Israel continues to carry out this indiscriminate mass genocide bombing of civilians in Gaza. This is, of course, motivating some people in the Middle East who are more, let's say, radical terrorism-minded individuals who want to make America, you know, pay for its complicity in these crimes against the people of Palestine and so on. Well, some of these people have crossed the open border and they are present in the United States and they're just looking for opportunities to target and sabotage U.S. infrastructure. And you know all that. That's not new to you. I'm just sort of providing context for what I'm about to say. You can expect that the window of sabotage against the U.S. economy, against U.S. infrastructure, that window is now wide open because we are approaching the November election. And we know that the party in power right now, the Democrat Party, is illegitimate. They did not win the 2020 election. They stole it. They are treasonous actors. They are a cabal of criminals. And they're going to try to steal the election again. But this time, they probably figure they can't out-cheat the landslide victory that Trump is positioned to receive. So they need a bigger emergency. They need a way to sabotage so much infrastructure that the election cannot take place, or to thrust the United States of America into such a deep state of emergency that the election cannot take place. Thus, not only do we have enemies of America from, let's say, the Middle East or Russia or CCP, whatever, enemies of America are trying to bring America down. So is our own illegitimate government. So we, the people, we are being pounded on every day by multiple parties that want to bring this nation down. And that, again, that window of opportunity for that, you know, from these nefarious forces that want to really harm America, that window is wide open. They are in full force right now. And even if this attack in Baltimore or the bridge incident wasn't an act of terrorism, it is very much like the kinds of sabotage acts that you are going to see. So black swans are going to start occurring on a more regular basis. This means that, number one, we should consider ourselves quite fortunate if we make it even to Election Day. However, there's a scenario there where if the Democrats are in charge of the House, where they reject the Electoral College vote and they refuse to recognize the outcome of the election if Trump wins, and that would probably set off a massive, I don't know, civil war, revolt, uprising of some kind. Who knows what that would look like? Massive secession? It's unclear at this moment. But even in the days leading up to the election, you can expect attacks on the power grid, so you should plan to have no power from time to time. In other words, plan for power outages. You should plan for supply chain disruptions, which will affect the food supply. They will affect the fuel supply. They will affect spare parts, you know, the availability of parts for automobiles and HVAC and anything, computers, you name it, telecom. You should expect there to be fatalities because the enemies of America, which includes both the foreign enemies and the domestic enemies, the enemies of America are willing to kill people in order to achieve their goals. So have no illusions about the fact that they will probably carry out a massive false flag event domestically on U.S. soil, which could involve the deployment of nuclear weapons. I am putting the chances of a nuclear detonation in the United States this calendar year as very high. I hope it doesn't happen. I pray it doesn't happen. I hope that the right people in the right places can prevent it from happening. But I'm very concerned that this is exactly what's going to happen. So we should be prepared for that. Just as you should be prepared for disruptions in the supply chain and disruptions in food and so on, be prepared for a nuclear false flag event. Be prepared for a banking collapse. Be prepared for a currency collapse. Cover all the bases. And this incident in Baltimore with the bridge, this is just a reminder of how quickly it can all crumble. All it takes in that case is just one ship. And think about all the lives and all the businesses and all the supply chains that are affected. The closing down of the port, the inability of transport trucks to cross that bridge now, the blockage of that waterway and what it means in the chain reaction of disrupted transportation and logistics, because, of course, some ships were offloading something that was supposed to go onto rail, or other ships had loads to go onto trucks, or vice versa, trucks to ships for exports. So businesses are impacted. This is part of the deliberate sabotage and erosion of the U.S. economic infrastructure. I strongly urge you to get connected locally with resources, that is people, organizations, institutions that know what's going on, that are aware of the threats against this country and who are willing to take decisive steps to help defend, protect, and rebuild society. And I say that because it's clear to me that community by community, different portions of America will either survive or be destroyed, overrun. And that's a decision that's going to be made at the community level based on organization, based on reestablishing the rule of law, based on stopping the marauders who are going to be fleeing the big cities as the collapse takes place. Now, let me say this. The big cities are not survivable. They will burn. Let this be your final warning if you're listening to this and you're still in a big city. It's time to get out. Either get out or prepare to die. It really is that simple at this point. But there will be a lot of refugees fleeing the cities. And they will flee, of course, into the smaller, more rural communities. You're going to see those rural communities establish their own rule of law, typically with local law enforcement, I don't mean vigilante groups. I just mean citizens working with local law enforcement to establish a rule of law that has not been enforced by states or the feds. For example, having no tolerance for squatters. You know, someone just shows up and breaks into your home and then says, oh, it's my home. Well, that might fly in the cities today. It's not going to fly for long. In rural areas, in the middle of a collapse, somebody breaks into your home and effectively steals it, they're going to get shot, okay? They're just going to get shot. That's just the way it's going to roll. Looters are going to be shot. Illegals are going to be deported. People who commit human trafficking crimes, oh, they're going to be shot. They're going to be probably strung up and then shot. Or who knows what's going to happen to them. I don't care what happens to them. Do whatever you want. Anybody that's involved in child trafficking, you can go to town, okay? But there's a new kind of justice that's coming across America as the collapse takes place. And it's a kind of justice that's going to be established, like I said, locally with local law enforcement typically. But with the help of armed citizens, many of whom are retired veterans, many of whom are retired law enforcement, and most of which are men who are sick and tired of the lawlessness that has infested this country. It's mostly good men and women as well, but you know, men tend to take on these roles in society more, you know, veterans and law enforcement and so on. It's mostly good men who are tired of seeing their nation collapse. They're tired of seeing the lawbreakers get away with everything. They're tired of seeing the DAs drop the charges against carjackers and looters and people who attack cops, you know? They're tired of seeing the human trafficking, the open borders, the squatting, the looting, the carjacking, all of it. So you're going to see in the middle of this chaos, you're going to see a whole lot more justice coming into play. And it's probably long overdue. At the same time, you're also going to see men and women of pure heart. You're going to see the best parts of humanity emerge as people bond together to solve problems, to protect innocent lives, to reestablish trade and supply chains and logistics, to donate goods and services as needed to help those in need. You're going to see the worst and the best of humanity at the same time. And in that scenario, each of us has a very unique choice to make. Which side will you join? Which side will define you for the rest of your life? For those who want to join the worst of humanity, they will become the looters. They will become, you know, the corrupt cops, the shakedown artists, the gang members, whatever. But for those who want to become part of the best of humanity, they will become the local organizers, the people who are distributing food and emergency supplies to those in need, the people who are organizing and helping to provide for community defense, the people reestablishing the rule of law and reestablishing the church, by the way, without the infiltration of the Satanists and the vaccine pushers and all the LGBT garbage, but the real church, the real connection with God and Christ, that will be reestablished also at the local level across America. And when this is all said and done, you're not going to have the same country that we have today. Remember my longtime prediction here. I said America as we know it will not exist by the end of 2025. And I've been making that prediction for how many years now? 5 years, 6 years, something like that. It won't. You're going to see states split up because, you know, East Oregon is not going to follow the silly, stupid laws of Portland. East Washington is not going to follow the rules of Seattle and the city people in Washington state. Same thing with California, Northern California and rural California versus the California West Coast. Same thing in Colorado, you know, on and on. Many examples of this. Similar thing even in places like Illinois. You're going to see a decentralization of power during these times of chaos. And in that, you're going to get to choose and help shape what kind of community in which you wish to live. Do you want a community that abides by the rule of law and that has prosperity and safe trade and safe roads so that people can be part of an abundant society? Or do you want to be part of a society that looks the other way with human trafficking and a society that mutilates children in the name of transgenderism and a society run by a bunch of corrupt tyrants that consists mostly of impoverished masses who don't know what to do and who are disarmed, right? That's a clue right there. If you live in a place that does not allow you to own an AR-15, you're living in the wrong place. And probably that's going to change as well, because the AR-15 is going to be the tool of defense against all the insanity that's coming. Lots of people will have AR-15s and become proficient in them and use them for defensive purposes. So back to the point of this, as the national sabotage operations really start accelerating, you're going to need to make some key decisions. You're going to see a lot of things become very chaotic, and you need to be prepared. You need to be connected locally, and you need to focus on rebuilding local strength. Local community building is going to be the answer here. You probably can't survive by yourself. And depending on which experts you talk to, it takes anywhere from 12 to about, 50 people to really have a sustainable little community. And that might be you and a bunch of neighbors. It might be you and a local group. It might be you and your church members. It might be you and your extended family, if you have a family that big, who knows? But it's going to take more than just you. You're going to need people who can solve problems in different areas, medicine, mechanical, welding, tractor repair, food production, food harvesting, medicinal extraction from herbs, defense, drone piloting, whatever your skills are. Who's going to run the thermal cameras, animal husbandry, that kind of skill set will be critical. You're going to need people who know seeds, and then tech experts, people who can run the large language models like we have at Brighteon.ai that will teach you preparedness skills. You're going to need all kinds of people, and that's more than just a couple of people. So build those networks now while you can. Build them, invest time and resources into making sure that you are recognized among those local people. Make sure that people are familiar with gold and silver or goldbacks, if you're going to use goldbacks locally, which is a really convenient form of highly divisible, denominated gold. You can check that out at verifiedgoldbacks.com. That's our affiliate site for that. Make sure you've got experts in all kinds of areas, including, construction and what have you. If you're able to put that together, you're going to be okay. The people who will not be okay are going to be the refugees fleeing the collapsing, burning cities. Those refugees will not survive at very high percentages. And they will become desperate, and they will try to break into homes and steal what they need: food, water, ammunition, medicine, whatever. And they're going to run into a lot of resistance. There's going to be a lot of people shot along the way. There's going to be battles. The marauders will be, they will form up gangs, and they will use gang warfare against isolated, rural homes. That's why you don't want to be all by yourself. You need strength in numbers in order to survive this. And defending a place is a lot easier than attacking a location. So build up your defenses. Make sure you're proficient in the proper firearms. Make sure you've got ammo and first aid and communications radios. And then listen to my interviews. I've got a great interview coming up with a survival and preparedness expert. Colonel Miller is his name. I think you'll really appreciate that interview. And plus much more. I'm shooting more videos now about food production and irrigation systems, things like that. Check it all out at Brighteon.com. And you can also see my videos at Rumble.com. And you can even share the Rumble links on X, whereas X still bans Brighteon because X is not a free speech platform. Nevertheless, you can also find out more or share our content at Brighteon.social. And be sure to check out our AI tool called Brighteon.ai. Well, the tool's called Neo, but you can download it at brighteon.ai, and we're training it on a massive collection of content on prepping, survival, herbs, nutrition, food production, off-grid living, things like that. And if you do all this, you do it right, you know, store some extra food, store some seeds, you're going to be okay. You're going to get through this. Even if the country falls apart around you, you're going to be able to make it through. And that's the point here. This is a time of eclipse and then rebirth. America will be reborn after it collapses. The collapse will not be easy. Many millions of people will die. Not you. It's going to be the people who are unprepared and the people who live in the big cities who will burn. The rest of us, we can make it through, and then we can reform and rebuild the spirit of the United States of America as it was originally founded. So stay alive, and that's your reward. Yeah, pretty cool. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Springtime is here, and we have special spring detox bundles now for you to help you save a bundle at healthrangerstore.com. And the first bundle that's in stock available right now, I've got it on my desk here. It's a combination of non-GMO vitamin C and acetylcysteine, our 5G defense product, which helps your body deal with, peroxynitrite production that happens upon exposure to 5G radiation. We've got Turmeric Gold Plus, which has ginger and black pepper in it, as well as our nascent iodine. This all helps naturally support your body's natural detox capabilities. And if you bought these separately, they would be a lot more expensive than the special price that we have at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there and search for Spring Detox Support Bundle, and you'll see this bundle right here available at this special price, which is a significant discount off of purchasing these separately. We also have two other bundles available at healthrangerstore.com. The first is a nutrients blend bundle here that has the microalgae superfood blend here, along with our beet juice, again, all organic and all laboratory tested, along with our garden harvest blend. So this is a combination of fruits and vegetables loaded with phytonutrition, plus the microalgae that, again, available at a special price, a lot less expensive than buying them separately. And then we have one more bundle here, which is called the Super Greens Bundle. And this has our greens plus superfoods mix, our broccoli sprouts, and also our Radiance blend. Those three together, absolutely loaded with phytonutrition. Again, non-GMO, certified USDA organic, plus laboratory tested on top of that. Plus, of course, we do microbiology testing on all these products as well. We test for E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, and we also do glyphosate testing on top of that. We do more testing than anybody else in this industry on our entire product line. So if you get it at healthrangerstore.com, you can be sure it has been heavily scrutinized, even for heavy metals. So we test for lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and other toxic elements as well, making sure that you get the cleanest and most nutritive foods, superfoods, and supplements that are available anywhere in the world. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take advantage of these spring detox bundles. They're good only while supplies last or through the end of March 2024. And right now we've got supply of all of these. I don't know how long it will last. The supply chain is always a little dicey from time to time. At the moment, we're looking pretty good. So hopefully you can get your hands on these or as much as you need. Thank you for your support. Healthrangerstore.com. Take care.